Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 198, Precipice.
Talk about it
when we get back to London. I think we all need some time to think.
Sure. I mean, it's a pretty long walk. We could talk about something else.
Like why you wandered off with Annabelle Kane.
Sarah.
It's important.
He can tell us when he's ready.
It's fine. It's not exactly a big surprise or anything. Back in London, after we...
Had a blazing row?
Yeah, that.
What?
About what we should do with Jonah. With the Panopticon.
Oh, about whether you should...
Yes.
Well, anyway, after that, I was coming out to look for you. Tunnels are just all over the place, and you must have used a different way up or something, and, well, she was there.
Waiting.
I guess. It was so quiet, and it looked like London did before. So then I figured that she must have had the camera, which meant Salasa was probably dead, and so... Well...
So...
So I figured she had come to kill you, John.
Me? What about you?
What about me? I didn't really think I was important enough to kill.
Wow, Martin, that's...
Shocker, I have self-esteem issues. Not the point. Anyway, she said she knew what you were planning to do, what would happen to you in there, and... And then she said she knew another way. One way you'd be okay, but she couldn't tell me, she had to show me.
And you took her at her word?
Obviously not, but if she was telling the truth, it seemed worth the gamble.
Why didn't you come and get me?
Because she said if I did, she'd leave without me, and then... Well... We'd have had to stick with crappy plan A, and you'd end up gone. Okay, look, I admit it wasn't great judgment, okay? But I didn't see another choice. I figured you were safe enough with the girls, and well...
You were angry.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I could give you another way out, it had to be worth the danger. Even if it was kind of...
Reckless?
A long shot.
Hmm.
Plus, I knew you'd follow me and save me if things got bad. Look, I'm sorry I worried you.
It's okay.
But it does look like I was right.
If she was actually on the level.
Well, yeah.
And if she was, she went about it in a really weird...
Manipulative way.
Yeah. Big surprise. But she did kind of hold up her end.
I could have done without all the webbing, though. Still sticky. Ugh.
Well, it's over now and you're safe. That's all that matters.
Not quite.
Mm-hmm. We do have another option to consider.
When we get back. I want to hear what the others have to say about it.
Then we should get going. Speaking of, where exactly do we go now?
Forward.
That's a cliff, John.
Over there.
Oh, great.
Seriously? What happened to the big lake or whatever Basira was talking about? I was looking forward to the lake. I'm fine rowing. I'm good at rowing.
I'm sorry, some routes are one way.
So what? This is our new path then? Some rickety ladder on a cliff edge that's so high you can't even see the bottom? Really?
I admit it's not a subtle metaphor.
Yeah, I get it. I don't need another lesson on nightmare geography. It was obvious as soon as I said it out loud.
If there was another way...
Yeah, but there never is. Fine. Come on. Okay. Easy does it. One at a time. One at a time.
Careful of your next one, Martin. It's loose.
Right. Thank you. Brilliant.
Martin! Martin, are you all right?
Mm-hmm. I did warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good to keep going?
Yeah, just... Yeah...
Martin, would it help to know that if you do fall, you'll be okay?
Define okay.
You wouldn't die.
Yeah, but it would still hurt, wouldn't it?
Yes. But not as much
and
as...
Crucially, it would still feel like I'm falling an incredible distance, wouldn't it?
I mean, you would still be falling an incredible distance. You just wouldn't die when you hit the bottom.
Yeah, and there it is.
Oh, I have missed your pep talks.
I'm afraid it's the best I can manage.
Yeah, well, thanks for trying.
Can we just keep going?
Right. Ah.
What?
Right.
Right what?
Guys, what's going on down there?
The ladder ends.
What do you mean it ends?
I'm guessing you're not talking about the ground.
No. No ground. And no more ladder.
So what do we do?
What do you think? We jump and we fall.
What? No, I'm not doing that. This is obviously like a wrong turn or something.
It's a ladder, Martin.
Yeah, I know, Basira, but somehow we've still managed it.
You said it won't kill us, right?
Right. We'll just need to try and...
Jesus, seriously? If all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you join them? No, I wouldn't.
Martin!
Stupid!
Enough.
We just want to make sure we separate out so we don't hit each other on the way down. Or... Oh.
Ah. Oh, Christ, what now?
Sorry, I,
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have made a statement before we got on the ladder.
That's not how it works.
Oh,
fine, I'm out then. You coming, Martin?
So my choice is to jump off a cliff or cling to it while John does a statement?
And then jump off it, yeah.
For fuck's sake. Fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On three. One. Or just go then, I guess.
Down and down and down again. Rung after rung after rung to run down a long forever way to nowhere. A simple path, a line that was defined before we first stepped off the edge. We beg to find another way, but all around despair is only empty, hollow air. Don't look down. Don't see how far it is to fall. And still we do not know what lurks so far below and waits upon the ground. The only sound, the howling gale that tries to break us, and the tinny click and clack of rusted rungs begun so far above. Or below. Which way we move is but a distant glimpse of what might once be hope. But now is only vertigo. As metal creaks and screams, the beams of this iron, thin and dying skeleton we hold to spite the sky. We don't want to die, but what else is there to do but climb? Don't look down. Don't look up. The rung above is smooth and white and cool as aged bone, slick and brittle as the future, dead and silent as the past. The rung below is eaten through with rust and creaks and snaps to amber dust when we try to place a foot upon it. Fall away, rotten thing, and leave us to grip with stiff and frozen fingers as we try to linger here and not look down. Not follow in your path. Not surrender to the air. There is another noise, a screeching cry from out the sky and lost us fast within its wide embrace. It is a body. No, a pair. A dozen panic flailing shapes, their mouths agape with all the terror that we keep within our heart and try to swallow. As the void that claims these souls will swallow them. It is raining. Cadavers that do not know they're dead. Or do they? For from their ragged throats they seem to have no doubt as to their fate. They shout and plead and bargain for gravity to wait and give another chance to hold the ladder close. Then they are gone, abandoned by all but the indifferent pull of the waiting ground below. But they fall slow enough that maybe we may see within their faces us. In feature or in name, there's no reflection but the dreadful, pained inflection of their fall. We see our end. And when they pass so fast, it seems perhaps they were not there at all. We pause and sweat and shake and swear it will not be us. And we don't look down. The wind returns to shake the rails to which we bind our path and bids us to continue, but something has changed. We reach up with a shaking hand. No. We reach down with a nervous foot. No. And all within an instant comes the gut-felt blow that we no longer know which way we were directed. A moment comes to mind from tinted memory of finding that the sole escape for us was down. Beyond the crumbled precipice to descend upon this shaking metal thing and find a solid earth below it, where we might be free. And yet, There is another, other coloured, but no less in focused clarity and recall. The muddy, fetid swamp that clings in cloying, clumping damp and tries to pull us to itself and claim our last breaths within its awful depths. So in the dread of our extremity, we grasp the slick and filthy rungs to pull us up and out. But now the air is all we see, and there may be no cliff or swamp to flee or imagine the salvation from this ladder that is all we know exists. All else is empty. And so we wait, our breath held close within our chest, as we wait for a sign of what's to come, where we might go. We look up at last and see its twisting stretch that pulls away in all infinity to nothing. And we retch to think of all that way to climb to find nothing but a waving, orphaned tip. Surmounting all our fears, we look down at last, and the space below us is not endless, but far worse, the ground is there so bleak and bare and hard, and waiting hungry for our fall. How many miles we cannot count, for as we try to think about such measurements, it seems to move away. And yet such distance does not dim its need to feed upon our shattered, broken form. And so we cling, desperate, unmoving, holding out with all our might against the smouldering fire of that awful dark desire to surrender to the open arms of empty air. As the bodies start to fall around us once again. Right. Well, I guess that's it then.
John.
Mm-hmm. I am here.
Come on, even Martin didn't make this much fuss.
I resent that.
There is a big difference between knowing pain and experiencing it.
Don't worry, it passes pretty quickly.
I know.
Of course you do.
But it hasn't passed yet.
Nope.
All right, let's get you up.
Okay. I'm okay.
Martin says that's London up ahead.
Yes.
Looks even more messed up than usual.
Yeah. We should be okay, but let's be careful.
Yeah, keep an eye out.
Was that a joke, or...?
Come on. Let's get home.
You mean the tunnels?
I suppose. I don't really know. Hello? Georgie? Melanie?
In here.
Hey, what happened here? Are you both okay? Where is everyone?
They came for them. Took them away. Like before.
Oh, God. Who's they?
The things from the city. You know, the ones that served that big eye.
Because of me?
Probably.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's the same as last time. We thought maybe keeping our numbers down might help, but... No, it was always borrowed time.
We tried to stop them, but...
There were just too many. We couldn't do anything. Just had to listen as they were dragged off.
I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Hang on. Basira, is that you?
Hey, Melanie. How are you?
I'm fine. I mean, fine compared to, you know. Anyway, come here. Where have you been?
Just wandering. I'll tell you about it later.
You got Martin back then?
We did.
I was actually doing all right until you showed up, and then Annabelle started acting up for company.
At which point we rescued you from certain death.
Well, I'm hardly certain death.
Well, it's good to see you in one piece. I assume the Spider Woman is,
Actually, no. It's a bit more complicated than that.
No. I'll have a real answer, thanks.
Annabelle wasn't trying to kill anyone. She just wanted to offer us a choice, sort of tell us about another option, I guess.
That sounds ominous.
It is.
Yeah. You got anything to drink in those supplies of yours? I think I could really do with one. We need to talk. All of us.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written by Jonathan Sims, produced by Lorianne Davis, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. It featured Jonathan Sims as The Archivist, Alexander J. Newell as Martin Blackwood, Frank Voss as Basira Hussein, Lydia Nicholas as Melanie King, and Sasha Sienna as Georgie Barker. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. The Guest, Fiona Porter, Archimedes 871, Shiv, Annabelle M, CJ, Cowboy Hell, Timothy Lagrone, Jen Amico, Sean Hurley, Monstrous Venus, Madeline Wench, Hist, Plim Flatterband, Daniel Preem, Charlotte Farquhar, Catherine Cerny, Emery Slee, Iriki, Miles Frankel, Deirdre, Leah F, Kat Lancaster, Erica Silva, Rebecca Perels, Julian Sanchez, Leah Hunter, Kiri Baildon-Smith, Bonnie Jo McLeod, Noah Jamie Remus, Emily Clifford, Ruby Mitchell, Carol McPherson, Jules Schaefer, Bradley Allen, Azra, Jasper Vega, Audrey Salo, Nora, Sarah Clark, Georgia Wilson, Clouder of One, Abby G, Elliot G. Grace, Ziki Zay, Harley Powell, Alandria, Rowan Kriegbaum, Ty, Colleen Moore. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.